From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Monday, August 10th, and here are today's stories. Former Governor Kristi Noem returned to Pierre for a statue added in her honor, Jackson Dirks reports.
In Pierre, it's a windy day that begins with chatter and excitement for some. It's followed by the presentation of the U.S. colors by the South Dakota Highway Patrol Honor Guard, a prayer, and the Star Spangled Banner. Then speeches from the Trail of Governors and friends of former Governor Kristi Noem. She thanks her family and the people of South Dakota. She speaks of her time in Congress and as Governor of South Dakota. Noem speaks about her faith and says it guided her through her time in politics.
God has his hand on this state in a way that no other state has. There's a scripture verse that throughout COVID and all the challenges we had, the bomb cyclone, the derecho, the thousand-year flood, everything that we went through while I was governor, was in 2 Timothy, said that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. He blessed us with a sound mind to make good decisions. We will continue to do that, and we'll do that while we love each other too.
Noem was the first female governor in state history. That's after securing a first term in 2018, following time in both the state House and Congress. She won another term in Pierre in 2022. She resigned from governor in 2025 to join President Trump's cabinet. As governor, her decision to keep the state open during the COVID-19 pandemic propelled her into the national spotlight. The decision was hailed by many conservatives, though the number of cases and deaths in the state drew concerns for many. Noem's statue, created by lemon artist John Lopez, depicts her brandishing a cowboy hat alongside her horse, Iceman.
So he's still with me. He's got a little arthritis in his knees because of all the things that we put him through, but he's very, very special. And the fact that you allowed us to have Iceman in the portrait and in the statue is very special to me and to my family.
The statue is along the Pierre Trail of Governors. In Pierre, I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
The opening days of the Sturgis rally may have officially begun Friday, but officials are already reporting fatal crashes. Jason Mitzel is a lieutenant with the Pennington County Sheriff's Office. He says the office has seen a variety of sometimes fatal crashes in the last week, from what he described as several different circumstances.
It could be a number of different things. It could be inexperience in riding, it could be speed, alcohol. Not wearing your safety gear, not wearing helmets. You know, you mix a couple drinks or a few beers in with riding on these roads, especially if you're not familiar with the roads, and add speed into that equation, and it can be deadly.
Mountain passes in the Black Hills are often more dangerous than they appear, regardless of weather conditions. Alongside crashes, the Sturgis rally also connects to an uptick in crime during its run. Mitzel says local offices will stretch as much as possible to minimize that activity.
We're working longer shifts, keeping our deputies out, out and about, staying visible. I'm encouraging our folks to make as many contacts as we can with people, and just being visible, being out in the community.
Because these fatalities occurred before the start of the rally, they will not be included in the official tally published by the state. Two nonprofits are working together to provide access to make Narcan available during the Sturgis rally. Emily's Hope and Action for Betterment of the Community are partnering to provide access. Narcan is a treatment used to counteract a drug overdose. The organizations are stocking a public distribution box at the Armory in Sturgis. These two groups offered this service at last year's rally. They say they distributed 460 Narcan kits and were told that it saved multiple lives that week. As the fight against cancers of all types continues to evolve, microbiology now offers a promising start for targeting the afflicted cell masses. What's more, it comes with a uniquely South Dakota twist. SDPB's CJ Keene has more.
This breakthrough, though still early in the research and development process, utilizes microbiological creatures that could potentially turn corn into a weapon to fight cancer. One key component of that fight, according to leading scientist Rajesh Sani, focuses on the battle against cancerous masses themselves.
If you take any cancer drug and you take orally or whatever, it's powerful. It kills the cancer cells, but it also kill healthy cells too. We are trying to make those nanocarrier very specific to the tumor cells. So they will just go to the tumor cell and bind there and kill the cell.
That means, in theory, a much less destructive cancer treatment than what's currently on the market. Sani, a professor at the South Dakota School of Mines working under several disciplines in two departments, has worked on these microbes since 2006. They were discovered at the Sanford Underground Research Facility. The state, mainly East River, generates, by Sani's estimates, 24 million tons of corn byproducts. Think any part of the corn that isn't used for animal feed, food, or ethanol.
Our farmers, they just use only 8 to 10%. Rest of the 90% is just waste.
Perhaps most fascinating of all this research, these bioengineered microbes utilize that byproduct to create novel, biodegradable treatments.
They eat and produce the biopolymer for us. We get very, very low yield, like 1 gram per liter, but they are very unique. They are like biodegradable, safe. They are not toxic. So they are perfect, suitable for biomedical applications.
If these biopolymers can be scaled, Sani estimates this could be a multi-billion dollar boon that represents a win-win for the cancer and farming communities. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Former South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she will not run for election for U.S. Senate in 2028, despite rumors. Jackson Dirks reports.
Following Noem's reassignment from head of the Department of Homeland Security to the Special Envoy for the Shield of Americas, rumors have circulated if she'd make a run for election in the near future. Most recently, on Friday, the New York Post speculated that Noem could be eyeing the U.S. Senate seat in South Dakota up in 2028. It's currently occupied by Majority Leader John Thune. He recently told Politico he assumes he'll run again. Noem put that rumor to rest at the unveiling of her Trail of Governor statue event in Pierre.
I'm not planning to run for Senate in 2028, so I'm planning to build a lot of fence, continue to help other countries build departments of Homeland Security, and work with the State Department to help President Trump continue to be successful.
However, she said she wouldn't take a future run off the table.
I may someday, but, you know, we ran 13 races and won them all, so campaigns don't scare me, but I've got a lot of other things to do, too.
More specifically, that includes spending time with her family. In Pierre, I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
An unusual investigation is underway West River. The Meade County Sheriff's Office says someone intentionally drove a limousine into a sewage lagoon. A campground owner made the discovery and notified law enforcement. Investigators say to reach the lagoon, the limo drove through a couple fences and across the pasture. No one was inside. The Sheriff's Office says if anyone in the area is missing a 1996 Cadillac Fleetwood limo, give them a call. Republicans are putting forward a candidate to replace the District 25 lawmaker who dropped his bid for re-election. A joint committee of Minnehaha and Moody County Republicans tabbed Flandreau businessman Bart Sample. That's according to the Dakota Scout. Sample replaces Del Rapids State Senator Tom Pischke. Sample will face independent candidate Brian Breitling in the November general election. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.